It's 5:17, Galesburg's Evening News. I'm Terry Cavanaugh. My thanks to Rick Heath for filling in on Friday. Well, I took a little Thanksgiving holiday over the weekend, so I really appreciate that. And tonight we're happy to welcome to our program members from the 4-H Techno Bullets, and it's a robotic team, and our guests are sophomores at Knoxville High School. Deora Innes and Jacob Betts are with us in the studios, and Julian Innes, who is a 4-H advisor for the robotics team and a 4-H advisor for some of the other programs as well, also with us. So good to see you back in the studios. Hope you had a nice Thanksgiving all, and thanks
thank
for
you,
being with
you.
Us.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
happy
you.
Holidays. So tell us a little bit about, well, first of all, just what FIRST means, and we'll talk about the Techno Challenge. And Deora, I'll let you go. Tell us a little bit about the programs that you and Jacob are involved in.
Okay, well, FIRST stands for Inspiration and Recognition of Science and Technology. So it's all science and technology and math-based. And then FTC, which is the level of FIRST we are in, is the FIRST Tech Challenge. So there's three main levels, which is FLL, which is FIRST LEGO League, FTC, which is the FIRST Tech Challenge, and FRC, which is the FIRST Robotics Competition.
Okay. I think I got it.
Yeah, correct.
So you participated
in the FTC.
In the FIRST Tech Challenge over in Iowa. Is that right?
Iowa,
the competition.
Excuse me, competition.
I first spoke to you about took place November 12th in Iowa. Actually, it was at Bettendorf at the,
in the
Pleasant Valley in the Quad Cities, correct. And they had 11 Illinois teams, 11 Iowa teams, and there's a story that goes along with this, but thanks to the what I call our, you know, hometown heroes, the kids that got together, competed, and placed FIRST in Illinois.
Awesome. Out of 11 teams.
Yeah, out of our 11. Right.
Yeah, and then you competed with, what, the Iowa teams then, too?
Yep.
Yeah, we had a little challenge against the Iowa division, and Iowa, the state of Iowa is pretty big on FTC, so they're really good over there. But it was a lot of fun, too, so.
But that's pretty good. That's great representation for Illinois and great for our area.
Right.
The 4-H robotic teams here and LEGO leagues have really been pretty successful, I think, in the last couple of years. These programs aren't that old, are they, Julian?
No, actually, for the 4-H that started the FIRST program, it's been since 2006, out of which we just had the FIRST LEGO League. Then we spun off and got the FRC, FIRST Robotic Competition. And then as of the second year in the FTC, and that's with the kids that came up through the FIRST LEGO League and also the kids at the high school that take part in that. So that's awesome.
Yeah, because we've talked to different levels here. The FIRST LEGO League, I think. We've talked about the robotic teams. We've talked with Deora and Jacob before, I think, here in the studio.
Right.
Yes.
With whatever programs you're doing. So tell us about the project. What did you take to the Quad Cities in terms of competition? Jacob?
So we have to build like an 18 by 18 by 18 robot. In like a 5 to 6 feet, maybe it's 8. It's 8 feet by 8 feet playing field, and you always get there's a launch, a kickoff at the beginning of the year, and you get some challenge. And this year it's called Velocity Vortex, and we have there's some particles on the floor. They're like little wiffle ball almost. And you are supposed to push them into a corner vortex, and then there's a lot of different stuff. There's these exercise balls, and you can pick them up and put them in a goal on the top, like above. And then there's these, they call them beacons on the side, and they randomize in color, and you're supposed to click your correct color. So we brought our robot, and we had some troubles the day of the competition. We had some problems with our design. It didn't comply with the rules, but that was okay. We spent the time that we had revamping our robot, so to come there with something that wasn't going to work and fixing it to win first place is pretty remarkable. So
that's what I'm just thinking. They just told me they won first place, and you're telling me you had to fix the robot to do so. Deora, how many people are on that team that you talk about that you take to this challenge?
We have 13 members.
So everybody has a role, do they?
Everyone has a role, and they all do different things. But the main thing with our team is it's a team element, it's a team aspect. So let's say one person isn't as strong as one category. Mm-hmm. There's the team to help you get better at that, and if they can just help you with that. And someone else might not be better in your strong suit. So we just grow off of one another, and that's how we flourish.
At the same time.
Yeah. Yes.
You must have a collaboration then with what, Knoxville High School, in terms of the 4-H in this program, because you're using, I think, their facilities a little bit.
Yeah, I could talk to that point.
Okay.
What happened was last year I met with Stephen Wilder and also with Mr. Chad Banks, the principal, and we were thinking about a location spot for the Techno Bullets, the FTC team, and what we did, we got a contract, more like a memorandum of understanding, mm-hmm. drawn up with the location being Knoxville High School. So that's our location.
That's nice. So you can do things like after school hours? Is that how that works?
Sometimes, yeah. We have practices like 6 to 8 on mm-hmm. some weeknights, and we call it the robotics room. They had a room that we were able to store our supplies in, and we have like a 3D printer that we're able to use. So it's, they're very generous to us, mm-hmm. and it's a great opportunity for kids from our school and other kids to come.
And so you're designing a robot, right, to work within this like 8x8 foot field to do the exercises you just spoke of. Pretty interesting. Is this like your first time? No, it's not your first time building robots, is it? You've done some Lego things before.
Yeah. I mean, last year was our first time building this FTC challenge. Mm-hmm. So it was different for us to take that transition from, little Lego robots mm-hmm. that can only be a foot tall to now we're fabricating metal and we're doing like real programming and stuff like that. So it was a transition. Last year was a rookie year, so I can't say that we were like the best. We weren't mm-hmm. doing as good as we are now, at least. But we learned a lot, and I think that was really important for our part. So.
Yeah, because you competed statewide last year, didn't you? Even with that first challenge?
Not last year. We competed with the first Lego League.
Oh, okay. All right.
State.
So this is the first time for the FTC
that we've done this well. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and actually mm-hmm. the second year, because remember the first year we did the FTC, we went to Decatur. You guys brought home an award, first time out the box in Knox County, 4-H, which was a judge's award.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you had, velocity was the key to this one. Did you have to make your robot speedy to get these things done in a certain period of time, or did that apply to something else?
Go ahead.
Our robot, there's the time frame of 2 minutes and 30 seconds, and the first 30 seconds is an autonomous mode, so you're not touching the robot or controlling it, driving it at all. It's a program ran. So the main thing is to be successful in autonomous mode. And then when you do drive, one of the main goals is the beacons, because each thing during the challenge has a different point value. Mm-hmm. And those point values change because you're with a teammate and an alliance.
So like they just give it a fun name, mm-hmm. for the challenge. So the velocity vortex, the thing in the center that you score these exercise balls in, it spins around, so maybe that's where they got velocity from.
Mm-hmm.
I think last year's was called Rescue or something Rescue.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of based around Rescue, so they give it some name, like they do that with the FLL2 or the FRC, so.
Yep, the robotics.
Yeah, they give
the
it kind of fun.
Yeah. Jacob Betts and Julian Innes with us here in the studios tonight. Again, they are representative of the Techno Bullets, and they are a FTC team, robotic team, and they just competed in the first Tech Challenge in the Quad Cities earlier this month and took first place, and then finished, second to the team from Iowa, I guess, that took first place. So really great representation from our area. Julian, how can others get involved? I mean, do you have open tryouts? How do you get more membership in this? Because
I need to do a better job, to be honest with you. I need to have more of what they call like a kickoff, mm-hmm. or something that launches this. But mm-hmm. we have so many kids that come through the robotics program through 4-H and the first. So it's like taking a duck taking the water from the first Lego League to the mm-hmm. FTC, and of course we also have the Techno Ferrets out there, and their challenge comes.
That's
out
what I thought
here shortly. So yeah, so kids that are in ages in grades 7 through 12 can do the Techno challenge, the first Tech challenge, and then the kids that are in freshman to high school seniors can do the FRC. So yeah,
that's the robotic challenge.
Yes.
And then the Lego League, is that the youngsters?
Yeah,
right. And I think adding to Julian, if there's anybody listening or somebody who's heard about this and is interested, I would definitely seek out to do it. It's a great program. You learn a lot of great qualities. We've always went by this word called gracious professionalism, and we want to, you know, first is something for all people. If you're an athlete, we have athletes on our team. We have kids who maybe don't do as many activities. Mm-hmm. So if you think it's cool and interesting, then there's nothing that can stop you from trying to join one.
Well, and like Dioris says, everybody helps everybody else. So if you have a strong suit in some aspect of the robotic build or in programming or what have you, mm-hmm. you can all lean on each other and take whatever talent you want to bring to the program. So did you have a specific role in this last challenge, Dioris?
In this last challenge, no. I usually, like, it's not all hands-on design mm-hmm. and building. Sure. There's, like, an organization in the design engineering notebook where you have all the documentation. I usually did that. But mm-hmm. this year, I helped build the robot. It's one of the arms and the ramps that we used in the original design.
Yeah. And, Jacob, what about you? What was your role?
I do a little bit of building, but I am a programmer.
Oh, okay.
Last year, it's a new language, so it was hard to kind of figure out what mm-hmm. was going on. I took a online class at my school. And I learned how to do what's called Java programming. Mm-hmm. So we can code the robot to do some pretty cool things. So it's kind of cool that we can do that now.
Oh, wow. Is it like JavaScript or am I out
of yeah, place? Okay. It's like JavaScript, right?
Mm-hmm. If I could chime in on Jacob, could you like sure. to share with the audience what type of device we use to control the bot?
Oh, yeah. We use 2 cell phones. That's for the challenge. They mm-hmm. just 2 ZTE phones or other phones and they Wi-Fi together, mm-hmm. and you use game controllers. So okay. people who are good at video games, you know, we have some good video game yeah. players. They're pretty good at driving the robot. Mm-hmm. So
is that like an app you would put on those phones to do this
right,
with?
Right, and it's put out by the first team, and they send out updates and stuff. So last year was the first year of that, and it was a little rough. But this year it's worked pretty good. Mm-hmm. We didn't have as many problems with that, so.
So what's the next challenge you'll be looking at or competing in say, probably 2017, I'm guessing?
We have another competition, actually, December 3rd.
Oh, okay, Saturday.
Yeah, so we're working on just improving, and we have a little bit of a different strategy, and we're just trying to prepare ourselves for this competition, and then we have a couple more after that in February.
Yeah, and where's this at, Jacob?
This competition? Mm-hmm. It's at Manual in Peoria.
Okay.
So, and, yeah, we're going to try to pick up one of those exercise balls. So we got practice right yeah. after this, so we got to go practice our driving. So
yeah, that sounds good. You worked out the kinks that got you into the other competition, right, I guess, right. to get the cool. robot up to specs, I guess you'd
right.
say,
right?
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate your work. It's always fun to have you here, and you've been doing a great job. Congratulations on the first place for the teams in Illinois at the Challenge in the Quad Cities, and good luck on Saturday. I don't know how many teams will be participating. But that'll be great. Julian?
I just like to chime in. And once again, you know, this sure. is Knox County, population about 33,000. Mm-hmm. You like to ask the kids, where is the Techno Bullets out of what? How many teams?
130.
What is the placement for the 4-H Techno Bullets?
We're fourth in the state.
State of Illinois, fourth.
Fourth.
I'm so proud of them.
So.
Yeah, you should be. We are. That's great. Fourth out of all the teams in the state of Illinois.
Wow. Yes, ma'am.
That are doing like robotics and mm-hmm. wow, that's just
so
awesome.
We got to keep that up with this next yeah. competition.
Yeah, keep it up here. That's great. All right, they'll be at Peoria Manual on Saturday in competition too. So good luck to Jacob Betts and Diora Innes and the rest of your team. Julian Innes is an advisor in 4-H for the robotic team. And they've got another FTC First Tech Challenge coming up this weekend, sounds like. So good luck. Thanks right. for joining
Thanks.
Us
Thank
here
you.
Tonight.